You know, on the one hand, it may sound very simplistic, but if we get up in the morning, it's our philosophy, and say, I get up in the morning saying, I'm basically kind of messed up, you know, and now I'm going to have a great day. It's not going to quite happen. It's really in terms of, we call this view, we call this attitude. And meditation is all to do with what our attitude is, you know. And many people come, they learn meditation, and then they start meditating. And what I feel like one of the main reasons is that because their view or their understanding about what they're meditating ceases. And I can guarantee you here, you know, if you are inspired, just like anything else in life, if you know what you're doing, you have a sense of purpose of what you're doing, and every time you sit down, even for 5 minutes, you should understand what you're doing. Otherwise, we're sitting here just simply wasting time. So I really consider view a very important element of this kind of practice. And the view can be very basic. And one of the exercises that I would like us to do is just contemplate why you came here. What is it that brought you here? And that's important to understand. Before we do more things, saying, what is my purpose? And my purpose could be very simple. I need to relax. I need to breathe. I need to be able to settle my mind. I need to build strength. I need to have compassion. Whatever it may be, I want to attain enlightenment. I want to wear nice robes. It could be whatever you want, but we need to reflect it. And then from there, we need to know what we're doing. And view, we call this tawa in Tibetan, tawa. And tawa is like the eyes. When you're meditating, you're sitting here, what you are doing is your meditation literally means familiarity, getting used to, accustomment. We're getting used to something. So when you see an individual meditating, this goes for all kinds of meditation. When you see somebody meditating and people say the word meditation, which hopefully we can expand the word meditation. Hopefully also we can stop using the word meditation so it doesn't become an obstacle. So we need to kind of really say, what is the purpose of that word? What is it, what we're doing? We need to understand the meaning. So if we say somebody is meditating, we look in here and say, by the way, be quiet, those people are meditating. Basically we're saying, there's a group of individuals getting familiar with something. They're sitting there mentally getting familiar with something. Why are they getting mentally familiar with it? Because it's something that is helpful. And I'm going through this very simply, because as we do it, you know, we sometimes, one of the main, they say the first obstacle to meditation is laziness, not even getting there. And they say the second obstacle to meditation is forgetting the instructions. So which means we sit there and we forget, and it's like sitting in a poof of dust, you know, it all goes away. We say, I forget what I was supposed to do. And then we just kind of think. And so, in a sense, people say, well, you know, is meditation practical? Is it a waste of time? I said, if we don't know what we're doing, it's a waste of time. Otherwise, we're just sitting there thinking and spacing out. And we might as well just be waiting for a bus or whatever it may be. It's the same kind of situation. So we need to know what we're doing. So the eyes, the view, and the view is maintained by the mind. So we literally, just as you're walking down the path, we say, I'm going from here to the top of this mountain, Marple Point. There's a road here, and you say, I'm going to go there. That's my view. That's my intention. And my legs are meditation. It's going to get me there. I want to have a more centered mind, a strong mind. I want to have a compassionate mind. I want to have an understanding mind. I'm going to do the meditations that allow me to get there. But as soon as I forget what my view is, just like as soon as I forgot the intention or the view of going to the top of the mountain, what happens? I start wandering off the path. I start saying, oh, I'm going to go over here, over here. So how do we feel when that happens? All of a sudden, we become discursive. We start thinking about lunch. We start thinking about home, all kinds of things. So what we need to do is bring our attention back. So when we're doing this kind of practice, what we need to understand also, that's why I mentioned science and all these things, that when we bring our mind back to whatever it is we're focusing on, our mind is literally getting strengthened. It's like lifting weights or anything else. Every time you do repetition, every time you do movement, it is ingraining that. It is strengthening that. And one thing they say about the mind is that whether it's good or bad, positive or negative, practice only increases it. So if we're sitting here, what happens is, generally speaking, you know, this is one of the things that I try to like to emphasize, is that meditation is not doing something unusual, what I said before, because really we are always meditating. And what I mean by that is, if we have a mind, it has to always be doing something. So as soon as our mind, as soon as it's doing something, it's getting used to something. So we can say, it's a meditation on something maybe I don't want. Maybe I'm meditating on anger. What I'm doing is I have the individual in mind who did something or other, and as I get used to them, I'm getting more and more angry. I get more and more mad. So then our meditation is very successful, you know? Or the same thing, if you think about food, I'm meditating on food. My mind is getting used to a pizza or like maybe a nice ice cream or a cold glass of lemonade or something like this. Does that sound good? So if you think about that, and then what happens? And all of a sudden we get very thirsty. Our meditation is working. Same thing. I mean, it's very basic, but when we're doing it, it becomes very complicated, it seems to be. So what I'm saying is that why is it that we're meditating in this particular way? To develop peace in the beginning, creating room in our mind. And this is a very important thing right now. And one of the main things here is that we're saying that if we're actually going to go out and have a rulership or have some sort of proactiveness in our life, we have to start with our mind. We have to start with ourselves. We have to begin this way a little bit. So if we can, in a sense, rule our mind, be proactive with our mind, have the mind follow our instructions, then we can do whatever we want.